very, very long time, which is fun. And it's saying something for the electric chair. But here we go with a little lead in, a couple songs, my song, and an outro. And then we'll talk about it. Hey, it's Nicole and
Eli.
And you should tune in to the electric chair on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CKUW
95.9 FM
in Winnipeg, baby.
LOL.
We'll be right back. gazing where the lilies blow, round an island there below, the island of Shabbat. Willows white and aspens quiver, little breezes dusk and shiver through the wave that runs forever by the four grey walls and four grey towers overlook a space of flowers, and the silent island bows the Lady of Shalott. Only reapers reaping early in among the beaded barley hear a song that echoes cheer from the river winding clearly down to town at Camelot. And by the moon the reaper weary, piling sheaves in uplands airy, listening whispers tears the fairy, the Lady of Shalott. By night and day, a magic web with colors gay, she has heard a whisper say, a curse is on her if she stayed to look down to Camelot. She knows not what the curse may be, and so she weaves steadily, little other. Hangs before her all the year, shadows of the world appear. There she sees the highway near, winding down to Camelot. And sometimes through the mirror blue, the knights come riding two and two. She hath no loyal knight and true, the lady. In a web she still delights to weave the mirror's magic sights. For often through the silent nights, a funeral with plumes and with lights and music went to Camelot. When the moon was overhead, came two young lovers lately wed. I'm half sick of shadows, she said, the Lady of Shalott. A bow shot from her bow leaves, he rode between the barley sheaves. The sun came dazzling through the leaves and flamed upon the brazen greaves of bold Sir Lancelot. A red cross knight forever kneeled to a lady in his shield that sparkled on the yellow field beside. Broad clear brow in sunlight glowed, on burnished hooves his war horse trode, from underneath his helmet flowed his coal black curls as on he rode, as he rode down to Camelot. And from the bank and from the river he flashed into the crystal mirror. has come upon me, cried the Lady of Shalott. In the stormy east wind straining, pale yellow woods were waning, the broad stream in his vines complaining, heavily the low sky raining over Tower Camelot. Down she came and found a boat beneath a willow left afloat, and round about the prow she down the river's dim expanse, like some bold Serena trance, seeing all his own mischance. With a glassy countenance, she looked to Camelot. And at the closing of the day, she loosed the chain and down she lay. The broad stream bore her far away, the Lady of Shalott.
Hi, this is Nicole and
Eli,
And you're listening to The Electric Chair on CKUW 95.9 FM, 450 watts community power in
Winnipeg. I said two words. You did. Let's do this one together. Eli, Winnipeg.
All right. How did you know that one, Sweepy? That was Morden's own Lorena McKennitt off of the 5-time platinum album, The Visit, with the Lady of Shalott. She's, a Juno Award winner, a Grammy Award nominee. She's in the Songwriting Hall of Fame in Canada. Oh, no, she was just, yeah. And then just this past year, she was inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. Seen her live. She plays harp. It's beautiful. Uh-oh. Yeah, it's pretty good. Okay, I'll take it. I could have played the more, radio-friendly Mummer's Dance, which reached... Where did I read that? It reached the top 20 in the U.S. charts. Where did I read that just now? I just read it. Just read it a minute ago. Oh, here we go. Top 20 Billboard single, The Mummer's Dance. So you should listen to that one. You should seek it out right now. Well, after the show, I mean. It's 12:21 here on The Electric Chair. That was a marathon, that song. Like, almost 12 minutes. It's a classic. Love it. Seen her at the concert hall. It's a great place to see her. Very good. All right. We are 8 minutes away from ska, six, eight minutes away from ska. Let's change things up a little bit, shall we? With also from Canada, let's hear the Gruesomes. And I think one of the things that might appeal to you with Barracuda, he said, because I asked him, why Barracuda? Like, why? I don't know. It's good, is what he said. Which is true. It is good. But maybe it's like that guitar riff. I love a good guitar riff. So here is my favorite guitar riff from The Gruesomes off of Gruesomeology. This is Jack the Ripper.
I'm walking down the street.
The Gruesomes. I was trying to cue something up, but I was not obviously fast enough. But I'm going to try again. Let's try again. Because I have this Bobby Beaton thing going on, so I thought I would play some more. Because that, of course, is Bobby Beaton in The Gruesomes. He played in The Kingpins for a little while. And then most recently, he was in Fouad and the Fedstones, and they put out an album called Pyramid. And so I was going to play something off of that, but I was not fast enough because that Jack the Ripper is just a short little track. It's just little. No. Ugh. Ugh. This would have been good. Yeah, it's just not going to happen now. I'll try one more time. One more thing. One more thing. No, it's not going to work. Let's see. Okay. One more. One more. See? Third time's a charm. Okay. Let's do this one. He's the Biggest Loser I ever saw. From Fouad and the Fedstones.
He's my brother-in-law. He's my brother-in-law. That cat's never had a job. He's the fruit of the family tree, but he's a rotten apple to me. He's my brother-in-law. He's my brother-in-law. He's the lowest moocher I ever saw. I get home after working long. My last cold beer is gone. Every night I miss the game. He's always watching something late. Who's the slouch? I sleep on my couch. Somebody tell me his name. He's my brother-in-law. He's my brother-in-law. One day soon, and it'll be the last straw. This man with so much nerve. I made a suit, you'll get a laugh. Stop mooching off my wife. But currently we're a family of three. My honey, Satan and me. He's my brother-in-law.
What a loser.
He's my brother-in-law.
I wish he would go away.
He's my brother-in-law.
I can't take another
He's
day.
He's my brother-in-law.
With an awful cat. How about it with an AutoCAD. A piss right on your bathroom mat. How about that? And there's not really much you can do about it. You don't want to give them to a friend. You'll have to live your life just complaining about it until that kitty's in. 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 That kitty's in.
Hi, this is JFK, and you're listening to The Electric Chair on CKUW 95.9 FM.
10,000 streets. I've worshipped the earth with the soles of my feet. Roamed around all the days of my life, headed for someone, somewhere to arrive. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. I wanna go home, but home has gone away. Young head foolish, young heart unwise, when I left my home for the world outside. Much too late I realized that my home was always in your. So pretty and they shine so bright. So much in this world to see, and every place keeps on calling me. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. I wanna go home, but home has gone away.
Winnipeg Zone, Greg Milka Crow off of Back to Basics with Home. Before that, we heard a few off of All Canadian Ska Club 5. All Canadian Club 5. Yes, we heard the Afterbeat, the Fundamentals, and Prince Perry and the Glad Tones. All right, it is 12:44 here on the Electric Chair. I don't know. Did I? I wasn't here, I don't think. But I went to see Project Hail Mary last weekend. And I read the book, of course. Love Andy Weir. He's a great author. Of course, wrote The Martian. Also a great book. Good movie. Project Hail Mary was quite good. Amaze. It was true to the book. It left out portions of the book, but I mean, you cannot put everything from a book into a movie. And the stuff that they left out, they did in such a way that they alluded to some of it. Some of it they just omitted. But it did not harm the overall story. Highly, highly recommend. For the majority of the movie, Ryan Gosling is by himself. So incredible acting, work done. I mean, him and a puppet mostly. But it was great. Really, really good. Highly recommend. I've heard that the audiobook is also very, very good. So if you, like audiobooks, you might want to check that out before you go see it in the theater. I recommend it in the theater. I think like that big screen, big sound, big everything is very good. Anyway. So stick around because coming up next is something new. Oh, what was it? Oh, it's a new show. Ugh. Oh, I have an email. Oh, If you tune in 2 weeks, I will be back with you. And next week at this time, you will hear Temple Tent Revival. And I encourage you to do so. And man, I get a lot of shitty junk email. Should have saved it somewhere. Oh, it's come. It's soon. Here we go. No, not that one. No, it's farther down. No. Oh, it's embarrassing. Should have been more prepared, but you know, it's trouble. It's a problem. Oh, I have an overdue library book. Oh, that's embarrassing. Oh yeah, Square Wave. Square Wave is a new show that's going to be after this one going forward. So tune in. I will check it out. I hope you do too. I will be back with you in 2 weeks' time. Do this all again, the same but different. And I'm going to leave you with Mad Bomber Society off of Butchers, Stompers, and Cheats. We're going to hear You Can't Dance. Oh, yeah, okay. Sorry, just couldn't figure out which one. Would have been embarrassing if I played the other one. Anyway, and then something else. I don't know. We'll see.
You can't dance and you want to. You can't dance and it shows. You can't dance, I'll give you one last chance, but you keep stepping on my toes. It's not the look of your body, 'cause baby you're looking so fine, but from your head to your toes there's just nothing that flows, and that's what keeps me toeing my line. You can't dance and you want to. You can't dance and it shows. You can't dance, I'll give you one last chance, but you keep stepping on my toes. Oh, you got no soul.
Soul. Oh, you got no soul. thinking of you when I acted those ways. Well, I had even been warned you would leave me. But it wasn't until you were gone I took you seriously. Took you about you. The time we first met, I felt so good inside. Well, I had even been warned you would leave me. But it wasn't until you were gone that I started to cry.
Oh, same merry-go-round. Oh, so curious, move on forward, get right in. Love is there, love will win. Finding you is finding me. Take my hand and come.
If you love me, easy like I do, then you know.